He makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5. Rock and roll. Touchdown, Texans.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliant Stadium. This week, a Houston Chronicle columnist wrote that defensive line coach Jethro Franklin has a love-hate relationship with his players. Franklin disagrees, and he set the record straight with us. But first, fans, don't forget about Texans youth football camps at the Methodist Training Center. Texans players will be there to visit the all-day clinics, and registration is limited. Go to HoustonTexans.com for more information.
Flight 72. Flight 72.
D-line coach Jethro Franklin can be credited for much of Mario Williams' success. In his first year as a Texans D-line coach, he helped coach Super Mario to a 14-sack season. Franklin is tough on his players, and they respect that. The coach explained why.
Everything I do is about the love of the game and loving the guys that I coach, and they know that. So, you know, even though the article was, you know, it wasn't a good article for me in terms of, you know, how I feel toward the guys that I work with, what's most important is the guys I work with understand what I'm all about, and they understand the love that I have for them and the love I have for this game and the respect I have for them and the respect I have for the game. And they know at the end of the day, everything that we try to do for them is for them to get better and to become better football players and better citizens and better men.
We have a lot of young players on the defensive line. Moby Okoye, of course, is going in his second year. It seems like your high energy level really helps them. They really feed off of that. What a jump do you expect to see in Moby next year?
Well, you know, again, just like I said earlier, you know, he has to do a much better job of finishing. You know, he left some plays out there. He knows that. And you know, again, that confidence thing, you know, he has to take from what he learned last season, have it carry over to this season, learn from the mistakes that he made and build on the things that he did well. And if he does that, the sky's the limit for him as well. And, you know, it's just you have to do it in practice as much as you can, and you have to reinforce it as a coach. And, you know, that's what I'm here to do.
As always, thanks for listening. Have a great weekend, and we'll be back on Monday with the latest Texans news. And remember, it's always football time in Houston.
All you Texans, get up and scream.